Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for August 14th, 2019. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. Well, the Trump administration will delay part of the planned tariff increase on China till December. The U.S. Trade Representative Office made the announcement on Tuesday. The administration would not implement the planned tariffs. Instead, the tariffs will be implemented on December 15th, 2019. USTR Robert Lighthizer says certain products are even being removed from the tariff list based on health, safety, and national security, and other factors will not face the additional tariffs of 10%. President Donald Trump claims the delay is part of an effort to avoid the impact of the tariffs on holiday shopping. However, the two sides did talk over the phone this week, and China's already announced that the two sides will talk again in about 2 weeks' time. A top congressional advocate for ethanol suggests that he has exhausted efforts with the president to end abusive ethanol waivers to small oil refiners, and it's time to pursue other options. Senate Finance Chair Chuck Grassley suggests he's done just about everything that he can do to get President Donald Trump to end the EPA's small oil refiner ethanol waivers, including 31 last week.
We had discussions with the president. I've even had discussions with the president's daughter on EPA as one example, because I figure she's close to him. Let her tell him. She's heard it from Grassley as well.
The longtime ethanol advocate who lobbied the president successfully for year-round E15 sales admits he doesn't know what good it would do to talk to the president again about the waivers, suggesting President Trump may have given as much politically as he can.
We've accomplished E15. We've had less waivers now than were applied for, and that's different than under Pruitt when I don't think there was any denied, or maybe one.
Grassley argues one is too many when small refiners are tied to firms with billions of dollars in profits. It wasn't just the August U.S. soybean balance sheet affected by the latest downward adjustment to domestic bean production forecast. Acting World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekinowski explains how lower soybean production forecast is impacting supply and price estimates on the U.S. balance sheet.
The reduced production allowed us to trim ending stocks a bit. Stocks have been fairly burdensome for some time. So this reduced production estimate for 2019 helped us to draw those stocks down a bit. Now, typically you would expect when you're bringing stocks lower, drawing down stocks that would normally be associated with higher prices. In this case, a couple things are going on. One, the reduction in stocks, given how large the stocks are right now, this reduction is probably not big enough to really move that price in a meaningful way. And at the same time, we also recognize that we increased corn production, reduced corn prices. Corn and soybean prices, especially in the futures markets, often track one another. So a little bit of downward pressure from the corn price is led us to kind of offset the little bit tighter stocks with more bearish sentiment generally coming from the corn side. And as a result, we kept price exactly where we had it.
This is Inside Agriculture.